And welcome back to another episode of Regina Soren audio series. I love the fact that so many of you have started to tune into my podcast. I'm so grateful to the Lord, and I really mean that from my heart. I'm so grateful to have so many of you tune in and listen, and most of all, to have you download the podcast. That means more than anything to have you download it and to actually share the podcast. That means more than liking or whatever. I have a special topic today. I don't know if I want to call it a topic or just a little conversation. Maybe it's just a little one-on-one conversation that I'm having with all of you out there. Anybody ever said to you, if something bad happens in your life, or something good sometimes, but mostly time, it's something bad. I told you so. See there? I told you, see? Uh-huh. Anybody ever said that to you? Well, it's happened in my life many times. As you all know, I am the kind of person that does things on my terms. Well, I should say on the Lord's terms. Even the way that I do podcasting is totally different than most people. They set it up, they plan it, they organize it, they do all of that. And that is them, because they are trying to reach a mass of people. I say if I can reach one or two or 100 or 300, then I'm good. So that's the way I do things, you know, in my life since the passing of my sister, Laura. God has dealt with me in so many different ways that I do things accordingly to the way that the Lord will want me to do them. And they're not near as the way other people will do them. A lot of people would say, well, you know, she didn't even have a Bible verse in her podcast. She didn't even have a scripture. You know, a lot of people are talking. They are talking. But one good thing about it, I got you talking. I like that. I got you talking. As long as I'm bringing you a word of advice from my side, from my life, I may not have a book of scriptures on there, but because I'm telling you something from my point of view, from that's going on in my life, that's just like me telling you a story that's happening on my job or whatever. I may quote a scripture out of the Bible or quote some famous quote. Yeah. And it may not even be nowhere near the podcast, but it is still in the podcast. So that's what I say. People are going to judge you. You got to realize if we stop just because everybody, you wear blue, and I love blue and purple. I wear blue and purple, and they wear pink or green or yellow. If I don't wear pink or green or yellow, I stop because they judge me for that. And just hypothetically speaking, if I stop because they judge me for not wearing the same colors that they are wearing, then I'll never go for it. I'll never do anything. I'll never be great. You won't never be great in the things that you're trying to do or trying to do for the Lord or trying to do for your career. Go for it. You got a mission and believe in that mission. You're doing something, believe in that. Don't sit around waiting to do like everybody else that's doing like everybody else that's doing like everybody else. I say that because the way I do God, if you guys can only hear the gospel song that I'm recording, it sounds like a folk song. It's got guitar, acoustic guitar, because that's the kind of music I grew up on listening to. So it's going to have that flavor to it. But I don't want to get up and venture off into that because I'm totally getting off to my topic. Any of you out there ever had someone say to you, see, I told you so. See that? Uh-huh. Was something happening in your life? Have you ever had that happen to you? Or am I just in a class by myself? Am I the only one that has ever happened to you? When something good, but especially something bad, happens in your life, the people are quick to say, I told you so. See? And that's the name of this podcast. I told you so. Anyone, has that ever happened to anyone besides Regina, Jen, Ginger? those are my names, guys. Nicknames, but Regina is my name, Gina. Has that ever happened to any one of you besides me? I just want to know, am I the only one on the planet that's ever happened to? Because people are quick, especially if something, which is life, trials and tribulations, even the Bible say you're going to go through them. Anyone ever said to you that, see there, see what happened? I told you, see? And you're going to find the biggest of the people who says that are people who you no longer have dealings with, organizations that you no longer have dealings with, churches that you no longer, maybe you're not a member anymore, friends that you no longer associate with, family who are not speaking with you to you at the moment, you're going to find that's where it comes from, guys. It's coming from that group of people. But any good thing going on with you? Oh no, I didn't see that. Did you see Regina is soaring to the top with a podcast? Did you see? Oh, I don't follow her anymore. I don't know what she's doing. They don't see the good stuff, but they're sitting and waiting with bated breath for you to fail. They're waiting for you to fail, guys. And as soon as you stumble a little bit, and I'm not going to say fail, because we're going to all go through trials and tribulations. We are. The Bible did tell you that if you Bible thumpers and readers out there, read your Bible. You're so quick to say she don't have a Bible verse in her podcast. Oh, yeah. You guys, they've come to me with everything. But if you read your Bible, you're going to read that. You're going to go through. Look at all the people. Oh, the great people in the Bible. They went through stuff. Job. Job. Read the story of Job. David. And I'm sure people say, well, he caused his own stuff. Whatever. Isn't that what you're saying about your friends and your family and your former church member or whatever, that they caused it on themselves? See, when we go through things, God takes us through things, and it's not because you said it, or see there, I said it, or people are so quick, because I do see visions and dreams, and a lot of people are saying, oh, she's a dream chaser, that is a witchcraft, that is, you know what? I let people talk because they can talk if that's what they want to do. And I just let them talk while God bless me. While they're still talking, the Lord is blessing me. A lot of people can't understand it. Why is she still being blessed? I sent the curse her away. I did this. I did that. I spoke evil of her. Why in the world is she still being blessed? Because if God be for me, he's more than the world against me. If God be for you, he's more than a world against you. And no, I don't have a Bible verse in here saying that, but you know it's in the Bible. You know that. But people are so quick to say, I told you so. See that? I told you. Oh, they love to say that because they are waiting. If you're not a part of their following anymore, if you're not a part of their crowd anymore, if you're not in their little clique anymore, then I told you so. See there? And they're waiting. It's the thing is, they're waiting for you to fail. They're waiting for it, guys. They're waiting for you to fail. But let me be a prime example that if the Lord be for you, and I've spoken about it in many of my podcasts, that if the Lord be for you, if he be for us, he is more than the world. And that world can be one person, it can be an organization, it can be a whole family, it can be one person or 10,000 people. If the Lord be for you, keep this in mind, and you go find the scripture. Keep this in mind. If the Lord be for you, he's more than the world against you. So those I told you so, see there? And next time somebody say that, you just keep on praying. You just keep your hands in the Lord's hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because I never let go of God's hand. There are times, I mean, I'm holding on tight by a grip, but I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to the Lord's hand. Regardless of how people can look at me out in the public and say, oh my God, look at her. They don't know my personal walk though, you see. When they fool with me, they don't know that I got a personal walk with God. You may not know this. I got a personal walk with God. And I walked for many years with the great, late, great, wonderful, greatest pastor, Providence Mother A.B. Jackson. I walked many years with her. And I'm going to tell you right now, it was a beautiful walk that my sister and I had with the Prophet Mother Jackson. A beautiful, beautiful walk. Beautiful. So if the Lord be for us, if He be for us, for you, for me, He's more than the world against us. More than the world. And I want you to remember that. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Regardless of what people say, what do, what they say, what they do, don't worry about it. Let people say what they want to say. Let them do what they want to do. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just let them say what they want, because you know that all is going to be well. And just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm sorry about the background noise, guys. Sometimes messages start to come through while I'm recording, and that's to be expected. But the next time a person says something as silly as, see, I told you so, I told you, I told you, I told you, just let them do and say what they want to do. Let them say it. Let them talk and say whatever they want to say, because you know this, that if the Lord be for you, He is more against you. God is, if He's for you, there's nothing nobody can do or say or try to come up against you in any wise, in any way. Because the Lord is going to do what He said He's going to do. And guys, I am live, so I'm kind of sifting through all of the messages that I do receive. One person just wrote me a message here, said, and she's crying. Oh my God, she said, I'm having the hardest time with my church, current church, and I'm scared and afraid. What should I do? You know, if you're doing everything that you know that you can do, just keep praying. That's all you can do. And I'm looking at like dozens of messages coming through. That's why you keep hearing that bling, bling, because I'm actually technically live on a Sunday. And so I got a lot of messages coming through right now. So listen, don't ever take your hands out of the Lord's hands. When people start to say, I told you so, let them say what they want to say. Let them say what they want to say. Let them run their mouth and say whatever. Because you know at the end of the day that you are going to be vindicated. I mean, you already, the Bible already says, read your Bible. For you who read the Bible and always telling me I need to read the Bible, go back in your Bible. It's going to tell you that while you're trying to figure something out, God has worked it out. He's going to fix it. And that's what my late great pastor used to always say, is that the Lord is going to fix it. I'm reading another message here, and the person says, every message I get is from someone who's like either in a shelter or homeless or is a teenager who that on their last rope. And I'm reading this message from a 19-year-old. She says, I'm a 19-year-old girl. I don't know where to turn to next. It seems like the world is against me. I listen to your podcast. Thank you, Jesus, for that. I listen to your podcast and they give me so much inspiration. Thank you. I don't know what to do. You who are listening, again, I'm going to say a prayer. Just if you can hold on to anything, say a prayer. If you don't know how to pray, just say, Lord, have mercy on me. If you have someone out there who's listening to me and you don't know how to say a prayer, say, Lord, have mercy on me. And to the young lady who just sent me that message here, and I'm reading it live, say, Lord, have mercy on me. Because sometimes it's all you can say. I remember my dad when he was on his dying bed, when he was dying. My dad was a man who wasn't saved his whole life. He really wasn't. My mom was a preacher. Everybody in the family was ministers. My dad was never saved. But on my dad's deathbed, the Lord saved him. Lord and I got on each side of my dad's bed, held his hand, prayed with him. He cried. And the last words that we heard out of my dad's mouth was, Lord, have mercy on me. Please have mercy on me. See, he was having a conversation with the Lord that I couldn't see, that Lord couldn't see, that natural eyes could not see. So if you cannot pray today, say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, have mercy on me. And the Lord will honor that. So the next time a person says to you, see, I told you so, see there, don't pay that any attention, because they're waiting for your downfall. If you no longer have dealings with that person, they're just waiting. They're waiting for you to fall, as they say, fall, when only you're just going through the trials and tribulations of life. We're all going to go through it. If you haven't went through it yet, keep living. It's called trials and tribulations for a reason. You're going to go through these things. You're going to go through them. But don't take your hands out of the Lord's hand. Because one thing about him, he's never going to leave you or forsake you. Just don't you leave him and forsake him. There have been times, guys, that I felt like I was the only person on earth. Many times. I mean, as far as 3 or 4 months ago, every time in my life I feel that way. Every now and then I feel that way. And because I know so many people, people will call and check on me. A lot of times it's not the people who you think is going to call and check on you. It's bands that I knew or know very well. I mean, famous bands. They'll call and say, how are you? We were thinking about you today. We just wonder, how are you? What are you up to? Our singers, I mean, major people that you probably wouldn't think I know, but that's because I'm not intimidated by these people. Their celebrity don't intimidate me. I had someone the other day from a famous band who is one of my favorite bands. Listen to the music. Anyway, call me and ask me, just how are you? What's up? You know, we got tickets. You want to come out to the concert? Want to make sure you're okay? And I wrote him back. I said, I'm good. I'm just, you know, just taking life one day at a time, and just trying to live my life now, kind of in a quiet, at this point in my life, I'm trying to live a quiet life. 10, 15, 20 years ago, I was at every concert because I got all these tickets, and so now I'm just trying to live a quiet life under the radar. But you're going to find out that people who are looking for you to fail are people who seem like waiting for you to fail are people you are no longer has dealings with. You're no longer part of their organization. You're no longer speaking with them. Or just family members that they're mad at you at the moment. Don't pay that any attention, guys. Don't pay that any attention. Hold on to God's hand. If he be for you, he's more than the world against you. More than the world against you. And you know something? I got like 60 messages coming up right now. And for all the messages that are popping up on my screen, I do these live audios, as you guys know. For all the messages that are popping up on my screen, we are going to get back with you. I promise you, one-on-one, guys. Don't you dare worry. We're going to get back with you. We're going to get back with all of you. personally, because I see a lot of them. I can't read them all online right now because they're going so fast. It's just like YouTube. It's just that my audios, the messages are going so fast right now that I can't read them all, but I'm going to get back with you guys. But I just want you to know that keep your hands in God's hand. And if you cannot pray out there today, if you cannot pray, just say, Lord, have mercy on me. Because if you cannot pray and you feel like you're the worst sinner in the world, somebody, it could be your grandmother, it could be your auntie, it could be your great-great somebody, they probably prayed for you years and years and years ago. Maybe even before you were born, prayers went up for you. Prayers went up for you. And so those prayers are honored. So never feel like this little nobody, because you are somebody. And I always say I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody. That's a song, guys, sorry. But anyways, I know sometimes you want to give up, but don't give up. Don't listen to the I told you. See there? Look what happened to her. See there? I hear it all the time. But that's not going to stop me, guys. It's absolutely not going to stop me. Because I know if the Lord be for me, He's more than the world against me. And if He's for you, He's more than the world against you. Don't let your heart be troubled today. Sunday used to be my favorite day of all. Because it just was always my favorite day. But so many wonderful people that I loved in my life has gone on to be with the Lord now. So I have to. But Sunday is still a favorite day. It's still a quiet, peaceful kind of a day. But yeah, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't worry about those I told you so's. I told you, see there? Uh-huh. Did you hear what happened to her? Yeah, just shut that off. Sometimes you have to shut off your social media. Get off of social media sometimes. People think I'm on social media, but I got to tell you a little secret, guys. I'm not on there as much as people think I am. Now, if I send you a private message in my private profile, I'm probably on there. But sometimes when I post on a fan page, my darling Lindsay posts for me, and he posts things that I give him to post ahead of time. So, I'm not on social media as much as people think I am. But sometimes you have to shut yourself off of all of these platforms. Stop looking at all these different people's posts like they're so happy. These people are not happy like that. They're just throwing that stuff out there to make you think they are. Posing by cards that's not theirs and telling other people's lives, which is not theirs, but actually they're telling a lie. Guys, don't believe everything you see on social media. And sometimes you have to fast from social media. It may take you fasting for a week. It may kill some of you to do that, but start out slowly. Do it for a day. Some people sit there, they look at everybody's profile, what's going on with everybody, and then they wonder why they're so miserable. That is another topic. I think I'm going to talk about that in my Friday Night Lives. Yay. Thank all of you right now, and I thank all of you for sharing my podcast. As I say, they're different. I do my podcast different than other people. I'm live on the air. That's why you hear bloom, bloom, bloom. People are sending their messages in as I am going live. And that's fine with me, because I'm not trying to do like this one, that one, or that one over there. I don't care about being like everybody else. I like being different. If you tell me If you tell me you like green, I'm going to tell you I like purple. If you tell me you like pink, and I love pink too, but I'm going to tell you I like blue, because blue and purple are my favorite colors. So don't worry if you're not just like them, like everybody else. But those I told you so's, the next time somebody tell you I told you so, you need to just get away from them. And again, kind of get off social media for at least a day. So you won't sit there and look at what other people are doing or what they're not doing. Because a good bit of it is probably not real anyway. And even if it is real, it's a bunch of bragging. So just keep your hands in the Lord's hand. Keep that hand gripped tight to the Lord's hand. Even if you're holding on to a shred of the Lord's clothing, don't let go. Hold on to His hands, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold on. Oh God, I just thought of the prophet Mother A.B. Jackson. I hope this message, this topic, or this little pep talk encouraged some of you out there today. We've gone 25 minutes, but that's okay. When I'm doing a live, it's okay. Thank you for, I'm looking at over 100 messages that's coming through right now. And some are trying to call at the same time. I'm looking at that at the moment. Thank you all so much. God bless you. You can contact me at swernregina@gmail.com. Hey guys, we're almost done with the website. Yoo-hoo! Where you can send everything over to the website. And I gotta say this, because a lot of people say, for a person that's quiet and never talk in person, because people, when they see me in person, I say two words. And then they hear me on these podcasts and they're like, how in the world you get so much to say on podcasts? And then in person you say nothing. Well, that's because the Lord is leading and guiding me. Again, if God be for you. So those I told you, don't worry about that. Contact me at swernregina@gmail.com.
You know.